Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 6, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Beyond ion channel dysfunction, integration of the transcriptome and proteome from patient-specific re-engineered cardiac cells and population-level QT genome-wide association study reveals broad cellular dysfunction. The study demonstrated broad cellular dysfunction in congenital long QT syndrome. This finding emerged from integrating transcriptomic and proteomic profiles of patient-derived, inducible, pluripotent, stem cell-derived cardiomyocyte models representing LQT type 1, LQT type 2, and LQT type 3 genotypes. The investigation also incorporated population-level QT genome-wide association study data, revealing cellular impairments beyond mere ion channel dysfunction and providing a deeper understanding of the disease's mechanisms. Article number 2. Utilization and outcomes of dual antiplatelet therapy in patients with active cancer presenting with acute myocardial infarction, a global registry study. The global registry study characterized the utilization patterns and associated outcomes of dual antiplatelet therapy in patients with active cancer experiencing acute myocardial infarction. The investigation addressed the critical clinical challenge of balancing competing risks of thrombosis and bleeding when selecting optimal therapy in this high mortality population. It comprehensively analyzed therapy use and outcomes, with all-cause mortality serving as the primary endpoint in these complex patients. Article number 3. Cardiovascular pharmacotherapy in year in 2025. Significant advances in cardiovascular pharmacotherapy were identified, including the approval of 4 new drugs, aficamten, etripamil, lerodalcibep, and plozasiran. Additionally, 5 already approved drugs received label expansions, broadening their therapeutic applications. The review also summarized key findings from major randomized clinical trials that further advanced treatment strategies, collectively addressing the ongoing need for more effective and safer pharmacological interventions across various cardiovascular diseases. Article number 4. Economic burden associated with systemic inflammation in patients with HFMREF/HFpEF. This retrospective cohort study characterized the economic burden associated with systemic inflammation in patients with heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction or heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The investigation demonstrated the impact of systemic inflammation on real-world healthcare resource utilization and costs within this specific patient population. The findings highlight the critical role of systemic inflammation detected via high-sensitivity CRP testing in both the pathogenesis and economic implications for these heart failure subtypes. Article number 5. Percutaneous coronary intervention versus coronary artery bypass grafting for unprotected left main stenosis. 10-year final results from the randomized open-label non-inferiority NOBLE trial. The NOBLE trial delivered its 10-year final results directly comparing percutaneous coronary intervention with newer generation drug-eluting stents against coronary artery bypass grafting for unprotected left main coronary artery stenosis. This randomized, open-label, non-inferiority investigation provided crucial long-term outcome data in a patient population where coronary artery bypass grafting has traditionally been the recommended treatment. The study offered definitive long-term insights to guide treatment decisions for this significant cardiovascular condition. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.